Pope Benedict XVI has held his first Wednesday general audience since the end of his summer holidays. Lydia O'Kane has more.
Pope Benedict on Wednesday held his first weekly audience since his return from the northern Italian town of Bressanone. Speaking from the courtyard of the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, where he is currently residing, he told the pilgrims gathered that during his time in Bressanone, he was able to spend a period of rest. But he added that even in these days of serene relaxation, he prayed to the Lord for all those who had entrusted their prayers to him. Many people, the Pope said, wrote to him expressing their joys and hopes, but also their worries and problems. The Holy Father assured all these people that he remembered them in the celebration of daily Mass and through the Rosary. Whoever prays, Pope Benedict said, does not ever lose hope, even in the most desperate situations. And he went on to describe prominent figures in history, such as Edith Stein, whose feast was celebrated on the 9th of August, and Maximilian Kolbe, who was remembered on the 14th of August. Both of these saints' lives, said Pope Benedict, ended with martyrdom in the death camp of Auschwitz.
Entrambi hanno concluso con il martirio.
Apparently their existence, the Holy Father continued, could be seen as defeat, but actually in their martyrdom there shines the brilliance of the love that wins over darkness, of selfishness and of hatred. Days before her dramatic end, recalled the Pope, Edith Stein said, I am ready for everything. Jesus is here in the midst of us all. And for Maximilian Kolbe, the last appeal on his lips while he offered his arm to the man who was about to fatally inject it was, Ave Maria. Pope Benedict said these words are a moving and hopeful recourse to the Madonna, which always rises out of courage and serenity. And he added that as we prepare for the Feast of the Assumption, we renew our custody to Mary, who keeps watch with maternal love over our every moment. I'm Lydia O'Kane.